giving way to the morning light. It was late summer, and the heat and the humidity were unbelievable, as unreal as December hummingbirds, reminding me of long goodbyes and last hurrahs. All the doors and windows were locked tight, hundreds of candles lighting up the entire roost, unable to keep out the sirens screaming from within. I refused to open up to new ideas as long as all the old ones hadn't run their course, not until every candle had burned out on its own volition, replaced by a natural light.